So even after you start practicing bhakti, our response to situations remains similar. We get problems, we feel anxiety. So no, is the knowledge simply theory or is it being applied?
There
are two different things here. We can't expect artificially that we become completely stoic. Stoic means when problems come, anxiety is natural. The crucial thing is not the anxiety, but what comes after anxiety. That means that in one sense, whenever there is a problem, fear is a natural response to a problem. And in one sense, it's a natural and necessary response. If a child is leaning out of a balcony and doesn't feel fearful, the parents will become fearful because of that. So when problems are there, the dangers are there, fear is a natural and necessary response. But what is the problem is what comes after fear. After fear, if we let our mind go on an imagination, hey, this goes wrong, this goes wrong, that goes wrong, that goes wrong, then they will become overwhelmed. Just yesterday I gave a talk on the whole topic of how to deal with worry. You know, when the mind cries wolf, don't fall for its bluff. You know those story of the child who cried wolf. The mind cries wolf, makes problems much bigger than what they are. So we have to become like, basically when we practice bhakti, we become like firefighters. Now when there is a big fire, even a seasoned firefighter will become a little scared. Now a neophyte firefighter become completely panic struck. Now both will feel fear. The difference is, in the case of the seasoned firefighter, the seasoned firefighters, reflexes are trained. So although there will be some fear, so hey, come on. Now see, the fire is small over there, let's put some water over there. They'll spring into action to deal with the problem. So similarly for us, anxiety will naturally come. But if we keep practicing bhakti, we will become seasoned firefighters. That means we'll be able to, our spiritual reflexes will become sharper. And we will take corrective steps soon. So whenever there is worry, as they say, chinta mat karo, chintan karo. So we'll direct our thoughts towards Krishna. Don't expect that worries will not come only. Worries will come. But we will not let ourselves stay consumed by the worry. We will take calm now. Okay, let me think about Krishna. And after thinking about Krishna, once we feel some calmness, some clarity, then we can think practically about how to deal with the problem. So in the Mahabharata, when Abhimanyu passes away, Abhimanyu is killed actually. Arjuna is angry. Arjuna is first grief struck, then he's angry. And when Arjuna is grief struck, at that time Krishna doesn't tell Arjuna, Krishna, I told you, you're not the body. So Abhimanyu is also not his body. Why are you grief struck? Why are you ignorant like this? Krishna doesn't speak. Krishna is very sympathetic. Krishna is very caring, consoling, encouraging. And gradually Krishna gets Arjuna back on the path of dharma. So there are certain natural human reactions to events. So some problem comes up, anxiety is a natural human reaction. Spirituality is not about suppressing the natural human reaction. It is about transcending the natural human reaction. That means the natural human reaction, it's not that I should never feel any fear, show any fear, should not feel any fear. It's not like that. Yes, I will feel fear, but then I transcend it. Transcend it by raising my consciousness to a higher level of reality. Then we can transcend that human reaction. And so you have to find out within your practice of bhakti, what is it that can quickly direct your consciousness towards Krishna. In the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, this is called as Uddipan. Uddipan is spiritual stimulus. So if you find that kirtans are what direct your consciousness quickly towards Krishna, and have some kirtans close to you, ready for you, so you can hear them. Or if you have a picture of deities which attract you very much, then have those deities close to you. And through those deities, you can move closer. By praying to the deities, you can move closer to Krishna. That way, if you focus that way, find out what is your spiritual stimulus. By that, you can focus and you can move closer to Krishna. Okay.